Page 220. Appaloosa.
Vince came back with 20 riders on a hot, still day with no clouds and a hard sun. I was sitting out front with Whitfield when they turned the corner at 2nd Street and started down toward us at a slow walk, nobody saying anything. "God, Jesus," Whitfield said and stood up. "There's a loaded gun in the table drawer," I said to him. "If they rush us, shoot Bragg." Whitfield went inside the office. I took out my Colt and fired 2 shots in the air and reloaded and holstered. A couple of the horses in Vince's party shied at the gunfire. No one else reacted. I picked up the 8-gauge and stood. There were people on the sidewalks on Main Street. As the riders approached, the people disappeared into the nearest doors. The riders fanned out across the street, behind Vince, 3 rows deep, halted in front of the office, and turned their horses toward me. The riders in the 2nd and 3rd rows moved slowly sideways to form a big, single-file circle in front of me. Some of them had Winchesters.
"Morning, Hitch," Vince said to me.
"Vince," I said.
"We come for Mr. Bragg," Vince said.
"Can't have him," I said.
"We'll take him if we have to."
The rider on the far right end of the circle had a riderless saddle horse on a lead. To my right, Virgil Cole came walking on the boardwalk toward us. He didn't seem to raise his voice, but everyone heard him clear. "If you do, he'll be dead." No one said anything. "Everett," Cole said, "you step on into the office with that 8-gauge, and first thing, anything happens, you blow Mr. Bragg's head off." I wanted to say that Whitfield had that assignment and I could do him more good out here, but I didn't. I did what he told me. I always did what he told me, because in a lot of towns over a lot of years, I'd learned that in a tight crease, you'd best do what Virgil Cole told you. No questions. Virgil always knew the situation better than you did, and he always knew what he was doing better than anyone did. I reached behind me and pushed open the office door and went inside. Behind me, I heard Cole say, "You boys best wheel them animals around and shoo." I glanced over my shoulder at Bragg. Bragg was standing in his cell, close to the bars, looking at me.
Robert B. Parker, Appaloosa, Chapter 22, 2005.